This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
She was one of our closest friends.
I texted her like she was my little sister, like, how's your day? How is this? What are you doing? We just kind of related to her, like she has our same sense of humor.
I wanted to spend time with her. You could just kind of feel the energy that she had about her. She's just so funny, so goofy. It was always making you smile.
We wanted that relationship to last and not it be a one-time interaction. And you just never want to be disconnected.
You know, the voices you heard right there from the likes of Azy Fudd, Paige Beckers, Caroline Ducharme, just, you know, especially the first two, just absolute superstars in the world of college basketball, but also, you know, in terms of Connecticut, Paige Beckers might be the most, more well-known than the governor. And they're talking about, I don't want to mispronounce the last, Abby Zatoun, who's a young girl from West Hartford, who had neuroblastoma and eventually from complications passed away last fall. And Sam Borden did the TV piece, which you just heard a clip from, and the written piece on ESPN.com, which is, I mean, it's hard not to get emotional when thinking about it or talking about it. And we're happy to have Sam on the show right now. Welcome to Brian and Company. Sam, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you guys. Thanks very much for having me on.
It's a great piece. And I suggest everyone do the deep dive and read it, and then watch the companion video piece of it. I'm just curious, you know, journalistically, what how'd you get to the story?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I'm a local guy as well, and so I'm familiar with the Zatoun family, just, you know, in the community. And it wasn't something that I had thought about necessarily this is a story that, you know, ESPN should definitely do. I'm very fortunate to have a job at ESPN that allows me to tell stories about lots of different kinds of things, lots of different subjects. I don't necessarily focus on any one particular thing. And a colleague of mine at ESPN had heard me talk about what was going on, in our community here with the Zatoons, and when Abby, was struggling near the end, and when she passed away in the fall. And there was just a suggestion to me, hey, you know, what would you think about seeing if the family was interested in doing a piece? And they were. After some thinking and reflecting, they were. And, you know, the UConn players, after talking with them, as long as the family was okay with it, they were okay with it. And so it took a little while to get going. But once everybody felt comfortable doing it, I hope, you know, you can see and hear in the piece that Abby was an incredibly special kid, and telling her story was something that made, that came easily once we got started, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, because it's clear that the players, and this was organic, right? It's clear the players actually wanted to talk about it. And, you know, I'm curious if you could just, because the player who sort of initiated this is, you know, is not at UConn anymore. And I thought maybe you could just sort of talk about how this organic thing started between Abby and the team, and what the origin story was.
Yeah, sure, of course. And as you said, you know, obviously the written version of the story, you know, doesn't have the same kind of time restrictions as the television version. So, you know, it's a little more complete. And as you say, there were parts that, you know, didn't make it into the television version. And, you know, yeah, Evina Westbrook was sort of the very beginning, the origin of the connection between Abby and UConn. And it goes back to 2022. There was a community day, right? An afternoon after practice where the team spent time with a couple of patients from Connecticut Children's Medical Center, and Abby was one of them. And I think the thing that has stood out to me throughout the entire reporting process is that there are tons of, you know, athletes both in Connecticut and around the country and around the world who take seriously their obligations and their, you know, their opportunity to spend time with kids and people who need some support in the community. And, you know, the UConn players have done and still do plenty of incredible work, you know, with people in the community at CCMC or at other places. And so this particular day could have been, you know, a really nice day, a really nice connection, and then, you know, sort of everybody moves on. But the connection between Evina and Abby kind of went to a different level. They just hit it off, and you know, that was the sort of initial link. Evina Westbrook offered some tickets to a game to Abby's dad, Dan. They came to a game, and their relationship sort of launched from there. They began texting. Evina was close with a number of younger players on the team, including Paige, Hazy, and Caroline, and you know, sort of a group connection formed that lasted for, you know, several years going forward.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you know, this era, different generation, you're younger than me, but, it, you know, the fact that there was, you know, text threads, and then there was stuff that went off the text chains, and the fact that there was no parental or coach or PR involvement. This truly was organic. And like you said, like, these players do this stuff all the time, but for some reason, this particular young woman, you know, and her story totally cut through all that. And it was an authentic bond that was way beyond the headlines.
Yeah, I think that that's a good point. And it's certainly something that stood out to me is that, right, there was nobody telling anybody, either Abby, who obviously had parents and doctors often telling her what to do or what was appropriate, and the players who have coaches and, you know, UConn administrators or PR people, excuse me, telling them what to do. Like, in this particular circumstance, none of that was involved. You know, Gino Auriemma had nothing to do with this connection, and Abby's parents really weren't involved in that connection either. You know, as you say, there was lots of texting, which, you know, is, these are kids that we're talking about. So it makes sense that that would be a form where the relationship grew. And it's one of the things that I really enjoyed reporting about, because it felt very true. You know, I have kids myself. I have, you know, a teenager and an 11-year-old, and, you know, that is their life. That is how they spend a lot of time communicating with their friends. And so to see and to learn about how that element was so present in the relationship between Abby and the players made it very clear and feel very real that this was something beyond just a photo op or, you know, sort of a pre-planned event.
Yeah, what I love about it is that's where modern technology can be really a benefit, whereas they can cultivate a relationship in a shorter amount of time and create, you know, a depth to it. We're talking to Sam Borden for ESPN. Again, you can read the piece at ESPN.com, and I don't know if the video component is embedded there, but I actually watched it on Instagram. But what was fascinating to me is I watched the game against South Carolina before I did my research for today, so I read and watched it after the game. And now looking back at watching the game, I mean, this team has got a lot of things to play for, and they have a lot of motivations, but I can't help but think, like, you know, there's something kind of magical about knowing the story now and then watching them play. And I wonder to what degree there's an inner dedication here, you know, if something really magical happens with their season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously hard to know. And I think that there's, no question that athletes, across sports draw motivation and draw inspiration from lots of different places. And I would like to think, that the story coming out this week and the television version yesterday, would have certainly helped to inspire them yesterday in that performance. But I think the thing that at least I hope comes through is that, this is something that they've been carrying with them for a while, right? I mean, they've known, obviously, as their relationship developed with Abby, they knew about what was going on with her and her health. And this happened back in October. And, as I sort of wrote in the story, they rose to the occasion. They showed up. They went to the hospital when she was, in her last days. They gave a eulogy at her funeral, which was amazing. And so it's not something that's like new. They've been carrying this with them, like the family has, yeah, for months. And so, yes, I hope that Abby is an inspiration for them this season. But I think, like the loss of anybody that you care about, it's not necessarily only one thing. And, there's no question that they're going to be carrying pieces of Abby with them, for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I don't know, in terms of the gender and differences here. And I'm always apprehensive. We're pretty much out of time, but I do feel like that, this was young women here and this girl who is suffering. I just feel like there's a depth there that I'm not saying it wouldn't happen on a men's team, but I just feel like there's something different about it that you don't even have to respond, but I don't know. There was something because I just feel like there's something to it. And I'm just really in awe of these young women because they really are professional athletes now. And to do this, I thought was just really just, and I know it's organic and there's real love there. I just was really impressed by all of it.
Yeah. I mean, I think, again, I don't know about the gender component of it, but I think there's no question. I've spent a lot of my career talking to high level athletes. And the thing that shines through most about the players in this circumstance is that they're high level people, that they were there for somebody who they cared about, whether it was a good moment like her bat mitzvah or a difficult moment like when she was in the hospital near the end. And that's, for me, that's something that I'm always happy to tell the story of.
Yeah, the Caroline Deschamps part of it is what, really comes through because she's struggling her own self to get back on the court for many reasons. Listen, Sam, it's great work. I mean, like Matt, our producer, I'm thankful that he, put us together. It's hard not to get emotional about this stuff, even though you do see this stuff with some frequency. But for some reason, this one was, it was deeper, and it was really good to see, and I'm glad you got it out.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.